Fretting Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti, and today I'm very happy to virtually welcome Kathy Luizu, Director of a Children's Media Conference, who organizes and manages on behalf of the European Children's Film Association, the Children's Film First Conference. So, welcome Kathy, thank you for so much for joining us.
Oh yes, hello, very nice to be speaking with you all today.
So the Children's Film First Conference is taking place the next 23rd and 24th of September in Brussels. Can you tell us more about the Children's Media Conference and the Children's Film First Conference?
Yes, of course. The Children's Media Conference, which I run along with my colleagues from our office in Sheffield in the UK, the Children's Media Conference, or CMC as we call it for short, is an event and conference, big conference, for people working in children's media. So we're talking about people who are working primarily in television. So you're looking at the big channels like CBBC or CBeebies or Nickelodeon or Disney. They all come to the conference, and then they're all the producers and the companies who work for them. They're also in attendance. Plus, of course, everyone that works in the children's content industry. So we've got interactive designers, app designers, games producers, publishers of books and magazines. We've got people who come from academia. We have really the whole gamut of people working in the children's entertainment and media industries. So that's the CMC, which is in July every year in Sheffield. We also run during the year a whole range of other events and activities, all for media professionals. And one of the events that we're running this year is the Children's Film First Conference. Now, the Children's Film First Conference is taking place in Brussels, 23rd and 24th of September, so later this week. And it's the first time that people who work with film literacy,
yes,
but people who work with children in schools or in film clubs, you know, or in cinemas, or in film festivals, or distributors of children's films, producers of children's films. It's the first time that everyone working in that field have got together under the umbrella of ECFA.
Yes.
And ECFA is the European Children's Film Association. So we, the CMC and ECFA, have got together to create this brand new conference.
So what are the things that the conference will cover? I read that you will talk about the ways to engage children in film, for example, and the use of digital technology in film literacy.
Yeah, so we're having two strands happening at the same time during the day of the conference. And for example, one of our sessions is called Creative Practice All Action Editing. And it's, you know, some people from France who have, for example, what's called, they call it a mashup table. And it's the most brilliant, quick and visual and immediate and direct way to show young people how editing works.
That's very interesting.
And they're going to be coming to present their mashup table, and they're going to be talking about it. We've also got people from an organisation called Watch That Sound, based in the Netherlands, who'll be talking about audio editing. And editing, both audio and visual editing, are a kind of crucial part of creating film language. And it's a really,
yes,
really good way for, you know, if you're looking at editing as a methodology with young people, it's a really good way to get them to sort of unpick how a film is made, what the building blocks are to making film as a language. And editing is often one of those things that's quite hard to actually teach and show young people in a kind of immediate way. And this is, you know, what a kind of great way of doing that. So we hope that delegates will come. They will see what the mashup table people are doing, for example, and they'll go away and they'll take those techniques back with them, back mm-hmm. to their respective countries.
If I'm not wrong, there was a survey from the European Union that showed that the more they get involved in the holder practices, they lead to a film, or for example, we used radio for our project, our film literacy project, just to get them more involved, and the more results there can be.
Yes, I mean, the whole idea is that people, delegates will come to the conference and they will see in action people who work with iPads, people who work with green screen, people who are making films on mobile phones, people who are, you know, looking at new ways to work with archive films, people who are looking at different ways to use, you know, juries of young people to work in film literacy. So all the workshops are all about how can you do this? Look at these people, look at what they're doing. How can you take this back with you? Very practical, and it's very direct learning. That's the aim of the conference, is to give people an insight into tools that they can use and to inspire them and to educate them.
So you sort of answered to the question I was about to ask, and that was, how did you structure the conference and how did you base the choice of the panels and workshops? But
yeah, sure. When we began the journey of creating this conference, it was, you know, one of the things that we wanted to help people with. And I think one of the questions that people ask is, you know, how do you do things? How do you do new things? How do you do things, especially in the digital environment? You know, people were really wanting to have some sort of inspiration and some leadership in that direction. And that's why we went down the avenue of showing kind of relatively new and up-to-date techniques. We also work with people working in other members of ECFA, other partners, and they had seminars running. They have seminars obviously running at their own film festivals and at their own venues, and we've taken the best practice from other ECFA members. You know, we've looked at what other members were doing, and we thought, okay, well that will be good. That will be good in our conference, so that everybody from Europe can get the opportunity to see what people are doing.
There's something very interesting that it's the film industry panel, which talks about access to children's films, so current and future distribution models. So that's something really interesting that you added.
Yes, we've got the plenary session in the morning, and it's going to be looking at distribution of children's film, which is an interesting subject, because some of the biggest grossing films and media activities, are children's films. You know, the really big films, the films that really make money for the studios are children's films and family films. Yet the kind of more subtle, maybe more down-to-earth dramas, they struggle to find distribution. They struggle to find a way into the marketplace. You know, the big films from the big studios really, really dominate the marketplace for children's films. And in some way, you can say that there's a market failure, actually, in Europe, that European children's films, you know, struggle to compete with the big studio products. I mean, even if you think one of Europe's kind of big children's producers, Aardman, who make Wallace and Gromit, they have a fight on their hands to compete with the really big majors as well. You know, it's quite tough for the European children's producer to get their product into the marketplace. And that's what this discussion is going to look at.
I see that you do the same thing for the Children Media Conference. You always introduce a creative keynote. In this case, there will be the presence of the director of Cowboy, Bodewin Cooley. I don't know if that's the right pronunciation. And he will talk about the importance of film for children in Europe and how to engage children in European films via film literacy.
Yes, you know, we're looking forward to hearing from him. I mean, his film Cowboy is known by everybody in the kind of film literacy circuit. You know, it won many awards, including the ECFA Children's Film Award. His is the classic example of a kind of, you know, a kind of low key documentary style film. I mean, he comes from a documentary tradition. You know, his experiences in making documentaries with young people, you can really see that in the work that he's made with Cowboy, and those the kind of films that are really important to young people to see. You know, I'm not saying that, you know, the big glossy, you know, big movies, you know, the blockbuster children's movies that come out every summer holiday. I'm not saying that we shouldn't have them. Of course not. I mean, they're great fun. But what we really ought to have is a kind of mixed economy. It's a mix, you know, to have more of a mixed diet for young people. And you know, I think the keynote will be, you know, looking at how film can address the lives of young people, you know, in today's, you know, this day and age.
I saw something very interesting, that you structure the conference in 2 days, but the first day is actually dedicated to networking. Did you do that to set like the right environment, the right pace to the whole event?
First thing we're going to do with the conference is to get everyone who's coming to meet up on the Wednesday evening, and for networking, for everyone to meet before the conference, before the kind of the heavy keynote session workshop, the work starts on the Thursday. But on the Wednesday night, we're inviting everyone to come along and meet everyone else. And it's really vitally important that we all get together and that we all network together, because a lot of practitioners work on their own. They may be the only education officer in the cinema. Other cinematographers who work on their own, they're the film enthusiasts in that particular school. It can be quite an isolating experience working in film media. You don't have, you know, a huge number of colleagues around you, and actually you receive more help and assistance from other people working in the same field in other countries. And of course, with the, you know, the benefits of the fast media of communication, you can work really closely with colleagues in other countries. So yes, the aim of the networking event on the Wednesday is to get everyone together. And, you know, in terms of getting support for media literacy activities from the European Commission, they absolutely, you know, insist that you work with a network. You know, you've got to have so many different partners before you can actually apply for any support. So, you know, how do people create projects? How do people create partners? Find people to work with. You know, the best way is to have a place where people can meet, and that's what we've done, and that's what we think is really, really important. That's one of the kind of the main aims of the session, was to show people good practice, show people what's good in, you know, in terms of the work they can take back with them, but also get people to meet each other and share good practice in that way.
Definitely. That's why we're all going. I mean, the founder of the radio, Fred Finn Radio with our project for the school. And
great.
Thank you, Kathy. Thank you so much for your great, time, yeah, okay, for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck with the conference. I really hope to meet you one day and to talk to you soon again about all the film literacy initiatives that you're going to organize.
Thank you so much. Very nice to speak to you too as well.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.